Book 2. Chapter 71, Truth. Truth is not precision but evidence, body and truth of the thought, crazy who says no longer, and is quickly repeated to hover and hum at the truth, so much longer to love, to hush. Over ground, under cloud, as expedient as expands, nothing had. No moral outrage, no self-righteousness, no indignation, just residue. And all over corporeal stamina, there isn't really room for truth, gray birches in full context, but room for both. As always, as ambient and as bound, just as blue, the procedure reflects the truth that is halted, is squandered, even the lull is dependent. Chapter 72, Nature. The frost falls from a tree. We have a state of nature. Maybe I need a tree. It will acknowledge and thereby authorize me. Nature as describer, with the Russian names for things. Nature, which I regard across the table, of which it's the proprietor. It is the third in human person. Waning interest, sugar rationing a thumb before the moon without hypocrisy. The natural part of that thought is from a dream. I in my progress passing this. A hunter is in the artlessness. Nature results in the lack of privacy, personality, that would go with it. It pursues the impersonal narrative. Here are endless it. So I was feeling an inferior weariness, an inability to acknowledge anything. It was snowing and the snow was rippled by the people walking in it, while at the same time the people were reflected in it. Chapter 73, Innocence. I was afraid to look. Two men overheard in the dark were speaking of prison. I wasn't innocent, though I meant to be. An ant traveled to the end of each pubic hair. The colonel's coat was guarding the trolley's innocence. One man said he remembered as a boy climbing through a gap in the fence. Language was needed there for understanding, not for speech. Eventually, everything turns back, and it's voluptuous to repeat. The thin white rim of the hole reflects the black light of the lamp. One falls through that hole in memory. Vasya remembered looking through that hole in 1935, but only one time, and seeing that the ground on the other side was heaving as enemies died. Innocence sustaining stains of splattered cherries in the stairwell. Throat rain. The window shut. It all originates in a mistaken sighting. Chapter 74, Conspiracy. Here, there's a feeling of snow near the eyes. Two suns would form a basket of nothing. Hieroglyphic. In those circles, conspiracies were not fastidious. They told everything. How many fish heads resulted, where the poison green flowers of lightning had shook, the exact and still evident moment of the Bulgarian clock broke. Every glint was bulging. There were intricacies covering such authenticity, and why not? It came down to the anecdote and then rose again. Pragmatism recounted over and over. There is conspiracy in repetition, windings in what dissipates. A conspiracy is made within resistance to distraction. They had no secrets. They were lost in the comparison, highly significant, filled with sense, centrifugal symbols, swirled. Chapter 75, Passion. Passion is the alienation that love provides, drifting winter tinted where we lifted, plowed jealousy is a flake of a different passion. It was hungry to be plunging in disruption, the wobble and mattering of the sensing muscles which combine. People are not joined in passion, but divulged. They diverge, but that sight was unseen. But all this is muffled in banalities, I said. It is not passion to nod in. It is passion for no one to listen. One with closed eyes and the other ones opened. The snowfall offered all the colors of apple. There was passion in its thud and exhilaration. Patience itself pushes over, given a body for what? Chapter 76, Design. Pushkin's body had apparently lively symmetry, or someone's intellectual resource prematurely. Poor body, every person is somewhat designed. It drew up, each bus a blossom on the tangled bus lines. There were so many places in which we didn't sit that where we did seemed, well, preordained or little used. We rode in time like rhymes and counted stops to Gorky. Gavronsky was rubbed by egg. Gavronskaya sucked through the shell and Pushkin died. Pushkin designed with pressure. We oscillated toward the city center and later back again. Pushkin lay naked in his room on the rug, writhing in solitude or visiting with friends. heat of Pushkin steamed. The fog on the windows gleamed and dripped. It was design, but without climb. We jumped from the sweating bus. There were clusters of buildings in every direction, outnumbered without sequence. But after a time, we sorted them out and arrived at Sasha's with our bottles of wine. Chapter 77. Suffering. A stench left from cooking fish lay frenzied, fell inert, or a yellow rose frustrated in the summer garden. Mayakovsky said that horses never commit suicide because they don't know how to talk. They can never explain their suffering. Each night is wiped of suffering diagonally. In such conditions, each voice and face becomes distorted. From a neighboring building, an infant has been crying for 5 hours. With seething or mellifluous endurance, Arkady said, nothing could be recognized. A seep in suffering. Loss is different. Sight gone, blood poisoned, sleepless, anonymous along the street. Along the bottom of the foot, dogs barked, a pendulum swung, or the pendulum tossed. Now the next generation is suffering. Tinianov told Shklovsky, we turned out to be poor nourishment, and they are bad eaters. Each suffering adds to the unrecognizable. The time has arrived. Night interrupted follows another night. Chapter 78, Betrayal. There were wives to follow the Decembrists, among them Pushkin lovers. To a Siberia of sex, a cold of poetry? And no betrayal nor clarity for sex. He might then have been a bottle, that is, an interest betraying logic at any level. Someone in camouflage rasps out a prison song, but how could he travel? Imperfect openings, they are reflections. Betrayal is a kind of mirror, art is not. One colonel betrayed the other, but within mere weeks they were just two indistinguishable fellows, twins reflected in the mud. An enmity while at empathy. Total disappearance is the goal of each activity. We have abandoned our fidelity to big things, Olya explained, but in small we don't betray. The fact itself comes to its limits in its visits, of which we speak in words having nothing in common with the fact of its existence. Chapter 79, Death. The back of the head waits for death, the feeling of weakness, a gentle indifference. The tree of language sheds too much foliage, and it is death to be without shadow. Each head is a mound, the case is empty. What is it thinking? But it can't be thinking, it has no difference, it must be by itself. I'm slightly terrified, someone was embracing the air above it, and it's virtually invisible to me, my bulge above the nape. It can't speak, and yet it greets you, it keeps no memories. I would like to believe it, but it's the same as waiting. Why not have waited? Chapter 80, Redemption. Two rams, which ram redeemed, one ram wasted, one ram waiting, maybe the same ram, in romance wandering, in descriptions crossing, and saw things. Barges hardly higher than the surface of the water bore meat bones slipping under bridges. At 2 a.m. the bridges rose for bigger boats, then fell at 4:55 and rose at 5 again. We sped across. The ladder rammed through the falling snow. The trees shook, atoning for momentum. Where we say he's a crook, they say he's a corner. The notorious Russian soul fulfilling our goal. We were laughing at the Russian novel. We will say the slower you go, the farther you'll get, and plain water is glad to get a crow. We will be redeemed. We will be rescued. We will believe everything we say.